Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus the glory. Well, let me encourage you from this beautiful scripture from the book of Matthew chapter 2 verse 2, that they saw his star in the east and have come to worship him. Well, my dear brothers and sisters, we have all heard of the story of the three kings from the east being led by the Bethlehem star that came to worship our Lord in the manger. But the actual details of the real events are typically not depicted in the modern Christmas renditions. It is these embellished and altered stories that hinder a secular person from taking Christians seriously. Okay, now let's start with the wise men or kings and the Roman Empire. At the time Christ came the first time, everything had already been prepared for him. There was a universal, extremely simple and logical language, Koine, that is Greek. There was worldwide commerce with the road system created by the Roman Empire, extending to the ends of the connected continents, which all converged in Israel. In other words, all commerce in the world passed through Israel to and from the three continents of Europe, Asia, and Africa. But most importantly, there was universal peace. Granted, it was peace due to the power and intimidation of the Roman Empire, but there were currently no wars, and God's message could be spread to the ends of the earth on the road system that was set up using the universal language that was also in place. As we know, there were no wars, but that does not mean the Roman Empire won all the battles. In fact, they had lost several battles to the kings in the east, where their forces were the weakest. Since the scriptures talk about kings of the east who come together to Israel to worship the Lord, we can assume that God himself protected them against the Roman Empire for this purpose. At that time, it was a crime whose punishment was immediate death to say you were a king, as there was no king except Caesar. Caesar Augustus, in the case of Luke chapter 2 verse 1. On a very sad note, when Christ was being tried by Pilate over 33 years later, it was the chief priest that said in John 19:15, "We have no king but Caesar." They would not even acknowledge that God was their king. Sad. The kings talked to Herod, who is afraid of them, and to approach the governor Herod of a Roman provenance in Israel and to declare that you are kings and have come to worship the king of the Jews that was born in Herod's province begs the question, why did not Herod immediately have those people arrested and put to death right then? Right? The scriptures do not directly say this, but perhaps Matthew did not need to spell. But the obvious, when kings traveled, they did not travel alone, especially when they had a long journey and they had valuable gifts in their possession. It would be amiss to think that they did not have a very significant regiment of soldiers to protect them and carry the provisions for the very long journey. So when the kings that Roman Empire could not previously conquer and the regiments of soldiers, came to see Herod about Jesus' location, Herod must have been incredibly scared of them in Matthew chapter 2 and 3 and cooperated with them in having his scholars reference to the Old Testament scriptures to determine where Jesus was born. It was referenced in Micah chapter 5 verse 2. Herod knew Jesus must be killed according to the Roman law, so he wanted to know from the kings when they first met the star who told them about Jesus' birth, to know at what age to start killing children. They told Herod the time, and he reasoned that if he killed every child in that region 2 years older, old and younger than Jesus would be among them. Right? So, my dear brothers and sisters, that's the story of the kings of the east. But we are grateful to the Lord for the revelation that we have, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords as our Lord and as our Savior. Praise be to Jesus for his first advent. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we want to say thank you. We give you the praise. We give you the glory and the honor. I pray, Lord, that today, Lord, you will bless us with more revelation and the learning of your word, and help us to understand your scriptures correctly, the way it is, Lord, written by the power of the Holy Spirit. And we want to say thank you. Today, Lord, as your flock steps out into the jobs, into the businesses and running the errands for the day, I pray that you will bless them, be with them, uphold them, and keep them from the enemy. Flourish and prosper them. I also pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. Lord, I speak healing into their bodies. Lord, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, they will receive the healing, and they will be healed absolutely and perfectly in accordance to your word. We thank you and we give you the glory. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.